What's up, everybody? It's LG Doucette here. Today is Monday, April 12th, 2021. Welcome to The First Mint, a podcast where I cover marketplace trends, big sales, and everything going on with NBA Top Shot. And let me tell you, there is a lot going on today. It is legendary pack drop day. These come along very rarely. This is probably only my fifth one ever, and I've been here since September. It's only the third one of this series. It's going to be a very exciting day. More on that in a minute. On today's pod, we're obviously going to talk about this Holo Icon pack drop, without a doubt, and even have a little conversation between myself and Phil D about what that means. Also, we're going to talk about the showcase contest that wasn't announced. Not as exciting, obviously, as the pack drop, but still something kind of cool, somewhere where you can earn yourself an opportunity to make 20 quick bucks of dapper money. Also, second part of the show, we are going to interview two very interesting guys, Dean and Rex, who made an NFT of me. I want to remind everybody that none of the content on the show constitutes trading advice in any way, and that this show is not affiliated with NBA Top Shot, the NBA, or Dapper Labs. I'm just a guy at his house who loves basketball and blockchain and legendary moments. This is The First Mint. All right, folks, there is not very much to say about Holo Icon that has not already been said. What you're going to listen to in a minute is a little conversation I had last night with the real Phil D after this news was announced. We're going to talk about our reactions to the pack drop restrictions, which are fairly open. We're expecting maybe about 100,000 people to be eligible. We're also going to talk about what's in those packs. And if you want a much deeper dive about Holo Icon, you can actually listen to the podcast episode right before this one that we recorded this past Saturday, where we spent about 20 minutes talking about all these moments and what their impact is going to be on the marketplace and in Top Shot in general. Also, if you want a little bit of the literature, you can go to the First Mint website, thefirstmint.com, and you can read a big juicy article there about these moments with some links to some old podcasts, including one that I had with Steve Veerman, who built Intangible.Market, one of the OG tools, also one of the OGs of Top Shot. There's a podcast from a couple months ago where he and I talk about whether Holo Icon is actually a really good legendary to own or not. Surprise, it is. I'm sure there's a lot of other things that we could talk about for Top Shot, but honestly, this Holo Icon drop is the main thing. Also, though, we do have to cover, there is a showcase contest that is starting today. If this is your first showcase contest, I'm going to explain it to you right now. Basically, in Top Shot, you have the option to go and make a showcase where you take a couple of your moments and you put them in a showcase. You designate them as a showcase. You can call it whatever you want. Call it the First Mint Showcase, LG Doucette Showcase, Bob's Showcase, whatever you want. Basically, you put your plays into there on a little display. And for this contest, what you want to do is you want to share that showcase with your friends and you want to get likes on it. You have the ability to like it in Top Shot. You want to go and you want to get likes on your showcase contest. If you are able to get 20 likes on your showcase, I believe Dapper will be giving you $20 of Dapper money into your account. It's probably going to take a little while. This contest doesn't end until the end of May or early May. But if you are in the top 50 of likes, so if you get probably a couple hundred likes, that's how many it's going to take to get top 50, because everyone's going to be trying to do this. If you get in the top 50 of likes, you will get an early adopters pack. If you get in the top 10 of packs, you will get a rising stars pack. And if you get in the top 3, you will get a Holo Icon pack. So that's actually a pretty sweet contest if you have a lot of friends, or if you're just good at DMing people and ask them for likes. Get on it. It's a very easy thing to do. Showcase contests are very fun. It's also very awesome to see that they have come back. So that is another thing happening this week at Top Shot. Also, some stuff that you're not going to hear talked about on the Holo discussion or anywhere else is the idea that there will now be new Holo Icon challenges starting up. We know that the rewards are going to be Tyrese Halliburton, Ben Simmons, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And of course, once this pack drop is done, it doesn't mean that we are done with packs. There was a lot of other stuff that was minted the other day, including metallic gold, many of which are actually going to be in these packs. But again, it's Top Shot. There will always be new packs coming out. So even if you don't get a holo, even if you weren't eligible, it's all good. Keep collecting or just hold your collection as is. There are going to be plenty more opportunities coming up. This is definitely not the last legendary drop. So have faith, because there's only like 2,400 of these packs going out. Anyways, next you're going to hear me and the real Phil D break down what to expect and our quick reaction to this pack drop. The Real Phil D, you're back. It's your second podcast in a row, and you're going to join me in a minute when we're going to talk to our guests. But we just got, it's Sunday evening, we're recording this, and we just got the news of the pack drop requirements for the Holo Icon drop, which is happening today when everybody's going to be listening to this. It might have already happened by the time they listen to it. We're going to try and get it out early enough for everybody to listen to. We know that the requirements are that any of these, you have to have met any of these criteria. Either you have owned 15, you own 15 moments in your account, you own at least two rares in your account, or you own at least one legendary in your account, or you have spent $1,000 on the marketplace and you hold one moment. Those are the criteria for this Holo Icon pack drop. And also, if you get in the queue and you don't get a pack, you will receive what they have labeled a rebound pack. We don't know what the rebound pack is. It's probably going to be a base pack that you can just buy or something like that. Phil D, quick fire reaction.
Wow. I have to admit, LG, okay, I tend to react sometimes a little over the top when I see things. And I went based on the first thing I saw, which was a tweet notification from said poster. I'm not going to mention any names. And I read what was on my screen, and I did not see the or part of the tweet. So I saw that you needed 15 moments, and I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm good. All right. Mm-hmm. Then I saw that you needed so-and-so rare moments. I said, okay, I've got a lot of rare moments. I've been collecting a lot of rare moments lately. I've been cutting my collection down from 125 to 50 with a lot of rares. And then I see the legendary moment, and that's when I lost it. You saw my reaction. I completely lost it. I felt so much anger. And I'm the one who's usually on Twitter trying to talk people off that anger ledge all the time, telling them, be patient. Your time will come. I'm a very positive person when it comes to this. But for a moment there, I was ready to just go crazy. If you go look at my Twitter, I didn't delete it, but I tweeted something pretty crazy out that I don't usually do. A lot of WTFs, thinking that I had been preparing for this now for 2 or 3 weeks. And they did me dirty by requiring all of this. But then somebody, I go in one of my chat groups, and some guy is there celebrating, saying that we're, oh, wow, we're all going to get legendary packs. We're all going to be able to line up. I said, what are you guys talking about? You guys all own legendary moments? And they said, no, no, we don't. You don't need it. I said, what? And now I'm confused. So I went back and read. I had missed the or part of that tweet. And now I can breathe. Now I'm smiling again because I was ready to go in that Discord and just go crazy.
And now you're smiling because tomorrow you get the opportunity to potentially get a good spot in the queue to then have the opportunity again to spend $1,000. That's what you're stoked about. And that's
absolutely
that's a top shot story right there. You might be able to spend $1,000.
Well, it'll be like winning the lottery to even get the opportunity to buy one of these packs, okay? But think of something. If you end up getting a LeBron James, you know, Holo Icon number one or his jersey number, for some people, for a lot of people, that could be semi-life-changing. And you pretty much have a 1 in 2,300 chance if you get one of these packs. Seriously, right? That's better than any lottery you play to have some life-changing.
Well, you would have – no, there's 99 LeBrons in there. So you actually have
– right. Sorry.
You have a 99 in 2,300
you're right.
Chance.
In the smaller picture.
Yeah. But if you get a pack, I'm saying if you end up getting a good queue number, then your chance will be like – I don't know what that is. Let's see. There's only what, 2,367 packs, and then probably a few. Yeah, you have like a 1 in 24 chance to get a LeBron if you do get a pack. So it's almost appropriate in terms of the number. Yeah.
not bad, right? So this is really big stuff, and I know it's going to be chaos. The lineup's going to be chaos. Now you've got these secondary packs, but there's a lot of questions there. What if you line up and you don't meet the requirements? Do you get to buy one of these packs, or do you get the boot? So I don't know the answer yet. Are those secondary or rebound, or what are they? Bounce back, rebound. Are those rebound packs pack. Only for people who meet the criteria and do not get a legendary pack, or are they
sounds
just for,
like it?
Or are they just for every single person who's going to be in that?
No,
lineup?
That's for everybody. Here's the real question: how many people are eligible? That's what I want to know. Is how many? Because we saw in the pre-order pack, there's 325,000. People got a pre-order pack, or accounts got a pre-order pack. We'll call them people, but accounts. How many, what's your guess on how many people are going to enter this queue?
I will say you have close to 150 to 200,000 people in the queue. And I will say that, actually, no, I'm sorry. those are probably the people that maybe qualify. You'll have somewhere a bit below that. But the people in the queue, 200,000 plus. Because let's be honest, the last legendary.
Hold on, the queue. No, you can't. You need the eligibility to get in the queue.
That's never been the case, though. Has it?
No, it was for Rising Stars. You couldn't enter the queue. Ah. Or for Seeing Stars, you couldn't enter the queue.
Okay, so that's key right there. Okay.
Yeah. So that's not a thing. So even if you try, you can't. So it'll be. I think I'm going to say under 100. I'm going to say 100 under 100.
I say 125 plus, and I believe that it'll be chaotic because you'll have a lot of unhappy people. We usually line up for 50,000 packs, and you miss out and you're angry. There's only 2,300 packs. This is going to be and think of what happens to all that Dapper balance after. A lot of people have been saving up for this.
Spend it. Yeah.
Are they going to sit on it? Most people don't sit on it unless you know another legendary.
There's no other legendary. Right? There's no. Right. Well, actually, that's a great question. Actually, while we're speculating, this drop's going to happen tomorrow. How long until we see more legendary packs?
I'd say probably not until the summer. I don't know.
No, there's got to be one for the playoffs.
I don't know. Okay, sorry, the playoffs. Yeah, I totally forgot
playoffs about playoffs. Playoffs is going
to be one. I wasn't there last year, so I'm not familiar with.
There'll be one for the finals. Last year, they made two for the finals, actually. They made a rare set, and they also made a legendary set for the finals. It was a bit of overkill at the time, but I think this year that, you know, it could be appropriate to do that.
I don't see
that. That way you give everybody a chance to get finals moments as well.
That makes sense. I just don't see them having another one anytime soon. Finals makes sense, and then in the summer with the run it back or whatever they choose to do with that, I think that'll be the next time. So this is a really big moment tomorrow because the last time we had a legendary drop, I would say a huge percentage of the collectors going for this legendary pack tomorrow were not around back in the day. Mm-hmm. This was way back in, I believe, late January was the last time or early February. And that's way before
February 5th or 6th that we recapped it in the blog post. And anybody who wants to read more about the Holo Icon, the last drop, and also like what to expect for this one, we got a brand new article on the First Mint website. Are we ready for another Holo Icon drop, which we dropped this morning. Today's still Sunday while we're recording this, appropriately so that we dropped it. Well, I'm excited. Phil D, outside of, I know I asked you this on the other stream we just did, but outside of LeBron, any other, I guess you don't have the list in front of you, but any other Holo Icon player you are looking to get? I'm going to pull up the list for you right now.
Well,
let's take a look.
I mean, it's no secret that I am absolutely obsessed with Canadian, you know, Team Canada basketball players. Mm-hmm. Jamal Murray is such a beauty. You know, it's become a family thing. We're all obsessed with Jamal Murray. So I'll take a Jamal Murray. That'll always, for me, it may not mean a lot to some people, but if I got a Jamal Murray, it'd probably mean the same as getting a LeBron. I know it sounds crazy, but I really, really like the Canadian basketball players. I'm such a big fan that Jamal Murray for me would be, man, I'd probably jump off the screen if I opened my pack on stream or something like that. But I mean, there's a couple of good players in there, but there's a lot of possibilities for, again, people to be, you know, disappointed. Disappointed is okay, but ungrateful is where I have an issue.
Well, there's a lot of things happening tomorrow, but then there's also, that's right. Is like there's a lot of essentially things you have to qualify for in order to get a good moment. Because, you know, what happens if you do have a great number in the queue and you are able to buy a pack, but then you don't pull a player you wanted, right? And then what happens? And another thing we discussed, and everybody who's listening now, you can check out the previous podcast before this one. We kind of go full on into these moments. We also talk about the idea of, will any of these moments go on the marketplace for less than the cost of the pack? So check that out. Phil D, it's great to talk to you 2 days in a row.
Always. Let's make it three.
All right, folks, if you're still listening and that Holo backdrop has happened or not, you got to stick around for the rest of the show because we have a very interesting interview. So you're going to hear me and Phil, again, chat with Dean and Rex, who are this kind of artist tag team. Well, one of them, Dean, he's a very talented painter, and Rex, his buddy, is, I guess what you would say, a budding entrepreneur or just super creative NFT guy. If you hang out on Top Shot Twitter or in the circles, you definitely saw about a month ago that there was a Roham NFT, Roham being the CEO of Dapper Labs, the company that runs NBA Top Shot that created it. There was an NFT of him where Dean had painted Roham doing an amazing dunk on a basketball court. It was fun. 99 of them sold. Since then, and this is about like 2 weeks ago, these guys put out 4 more NFTs featuring people from around the Top Shot community. One of Katie Tedman, who's the VP Partnerships at Dapper. One of Usman Patel, who's the lead of the community at Dapper. One of Pete Overzet, who is the host and, I guess, creator of Club Top Shot, a very popular stream in our industry. And, of course, there is one of me. So, I'll tell you this. No one has ever really made too much art of me, and definitely not unsolicited. So, it was a little strange, but you got to listen to the stream because we break down what went into the thought process for making these. And also, live on that stream, while we were chatting with these guys yesterday, I actually went and bought all four of those NFTs. So, now I actually have them. Anyways, have a listen. We're going to dive right into it. Phil D., have you seen these NFTs of famous, or I guess infamous, Top Shot people?
I think I have seen them. I haven't seen all of them. I'm not going to lie. Up until a couple of minutes ago, I hadn't seen some of these, but I have seen yours. And that is wild. That is the Vince Carter dunk from the All-Star.
Oh, my God. So for anybody who's listening just on audio, if you're only just seeing these, there are now NFTs of some of the people who work at Dapper Labs, as well as some of the community members of Top Shot, including myself and Peter Overzet. There's a Roham one that was released a couple weeks ago, I think. And now there is one for Katie Tedman, who's a VP Partnerships at Dapper. Usman Patel, that you definitely know. He's the head of the community or lead community at Top Shot, along with Jacob. And then there's Pete Overzet, an excellent streamer who runs Club Top Shot. And then there's me. There's an NFT of me. This is the first ever NFT of myself. We're just looking at it here on screen share, where I'm doing an amazing dunk. And you know what, Phil? You know who we have on the show today? We have the team of guys who made these. Welcome to the First Mint for their First Mint debut, Dean and Rex. There they are.
What's up, guys?
Gentlemen.
Phil, good to see you.
Tell us how this got started. Like, what's up with these NFTs? Let's dive into it. I want to learn a lot about you guys and kind of your journey in NFTs and who you guys are in Top Shot. But sure. The first and foremost is, what is going on with these Top Shot NFTs?
Man, you want to take it?
Yeah, okay. So I'm a oil painter by trade, a fine artist, and full credit to Rex here. He approached me in November about NFTs, and he's done really well on Top Shot. And I kind of dismissed it like most people do at first, and then a few months went by, and then it started to kind of get traction, and I hit up Rex. And we just sat down, we really got along, and started brainstorming. And we were like, we got to do the legends. We got to do the make Top Shot moments of the people that are kind of running the show. It's going to happen eventually. We both agreed. And he was like, you need to be the guy that is doing it. And he literally said, I need it done in 2 days. this is for the Roham one. And I was like,
hold on. What do you mean done in two? Had you guys like worked on stuff together before? Had you guys like done any collabs or anything?
Yeah, we got along on that friendly level. Like I do well under pressure. And I was like, dude, tell me, you know, when you need them by. And I'll, you know, I do good with deadlines. Like, keep it real. He's like, 2 days.
Yeah, let's get 2 days. So me and Dean, we actually, Dean and I went to high school together, but didn't know each other super well. So I'd always heard of Dean, but didn't really know him that well. We were different grades. But then once I started really getting into NFTs, like you said, around November, I reached out to him and knew that we would have a potential great opportunity, just great partnership to work together. Him being such a great artist. And yeah, so we wanted to just to create something that would have historical significance like these NFTs do, because we know that Top Shot has brought NFTs to a mainstream audience. They brought them worldwide, and the people that Dean created as these NFTs are the people that are basically the founding fathers, the pioneers in this space. So we wanted to document that history as NFTs.
these are amazing. Okay, well tell us about the thought process then, because you decided to start with Roham, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Why did you do Roham, and then like what happened once you launched it?
Oh yeah.
Well, we obviously Roham's the man. Roham's the man behind all of this. We really appreciate all the stuff that he's done in this space, and like I said, Top Shot has brought the NFT space and the crypto space to the mainstream. And Roham's, as far as flow goes, he's the mastermind behind it all. So, I mean, it's exciting to see someone like that kind of developing as a tech leader right before our eyes. Like Roham is kind of, I think, like the Elon Musk of the NFT space right now. So like we obviously, like, Rohan is the man. So like we definitely had to get him on there, and that was the initial thought.
It was a pretty no-brainer for us doing Rohan. He just seemed like the mastermind behind everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, initially, I don't think we were going to do 99. And then we kind of thought, like, okay, it's good to have more, even if we don't sell out, you know, just to have them on the back burner, make them available. Like, you know, in 10 years, they'll still be historic. They'll still be that moment in time, and they'll have value that way. And then Rohan bought one, and then Rohan liked it and started commenting, and then it just started getting more and more traction. We started doing live streams, and we sold, I think in the first week, we sold all 99, and we were just like, okay, we're really on to something here. Yeah, it was,
Rohan, hold on. What price point? Just for people who don't know, what price point did you sell?
I'm pretty sure the gas was more expensive than the NFT. Yes. They're at 75.05 ETH.
No, it was 0.05 ETH, but like 75 US.
About 75 USD, bucks, so, yeah.
And then plus the gas, which ends up being about 120 with the gas.
Why? Was there options for the facial expression? Like, cause just for everybody who's listening, because there's people on audio only, we're looking at a photo or a painting, which is now the NFT, and it's Rohan, and he's got his entire forearm down into the rim and like up to his elbow, which, like Fildy was saying, you know, is maybe inspired by a variety of dunks, but also he's looking right at the camera and smiling, like just this handsome smile. Were there alternate faces he could have had? Like, cause, you know, sometimes when these guys dunks, when there's very few guys who smile when they dunk, they're usually making some kind of like mean, nasty face.
Right. I thought about going that route. But once I had put it together, it's just like you have the artistic privilege to kind of make it how you want. So instead of making it kind of true to reality, I was like, it's really a flex just to be so calm about your dunk that you're just smiling at the camera, like ready for the picture. You know?
right on. Okay. So you guys did this one. Rohan bought one. Did he hit you guys up or anything like that, or he just straight up bought one?
Yeah, he bought one. We've talked to him a little bit in the DMs. But yeah, nothing. I think he was pretty surprised by it all too. Just as I would imagine you were, and the other three were too. I'm kind of curious, like, what was your reaction like when you saw yours? Like, what was that like?
Well, totally. Well, you know, I had seen the Rohan one, but then when you made the four and one of them was me, then that was pretty, that's never happened to me. You know what I mean? I've never done something other than First Mint where I have like people that would want to do that, let's say. So this was like something this well made to me is mind blowing. I'll be honest with you. I immediately sent it to me and Phil's mom to be like, yo, like I sent it to our mom being like, hey mom, look, I'm an NFT now. And like, how amazing is that?
So I thought it was a joke. I didn't believe it at first. I'm like, what is this, man? Are you doing this yourself or what?
You thought it was Phil D, what'd you think?
I didn't know what was going on, man. You sent me that. And I'm like, okay, what is this crap? Right. I'm like, what? This is your own thing. First of all, the body is like so not you. And that's what I thought you were kind of.
Filthy. What are you saying?
Those legs are. Yeah.
Don't roll up
these
pants.
That's one heck of a caboose you got on there in that dunk. And look at those legs, man. I don't know if those are LG legs. I know your legs pretty well. I'm not sure I've ever seen you not wearing socks as well.
There we go.
Okay, yeah, it's a physical painting, you know.
Okay. Oh, wow. Holy.
Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah, you turned out extra beefy in yours. I didn't know exactly.
What do you mean extra beefy?
How ripped he is. What is this?
How do you know that that's not what I look
okay,
like?
Hold on.
I was going for accuracy.
In the bio for this thing, what does it say LG's height and weight is? I need to hear this. What did you guess? What did you guys guess he's at? Because I need to know exactly. Because that picture, I'll tell you right now, looks like 6'7" or something, about 235.
Yeah, 6'6", 220 almost.
Right.
Hey man, listen, it's been a couple years since my playing days, right? So maybe I don't look like that anymore. Yeah, but.
And this is a little known fact. People do not know about LG's tattoos. LG has some pretty extreme tattoos and people do not know this.
Yeah, so sweet.
But you know what? We'll just say this was pre-tattoo.
super badass. Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a photo from your pre-tattoo. Okay, I have an announcement to make for you guys. I have just purchased the bundle. Sorry, I was a little distracted there. I have purchased the bundle of myself, Pete Overzet, Usman Patel, and Katie Tedman. I believe it's the first sale of my NFT, so I'm very honored to buy my own NFT, be the first one to do it. Nobody's bought it. Yeah, Phil, you, nor Plunge, nobody's gone and bought it, not even Mom. So,
how did you not buy it, LG? How have you not bought your own NFT?
He wanted to do it live.
I
wanted to do it live, and honestly, I wanted to make sure these guys weren't like total freaks. So it's it's pretty. It's like,
oh, we're not.
This is going perfect.
They're not
only mild freaks. You guys are freaky enough for us. You guys are freaky enough for the first mint. Let's put it that way. You guys are on our level. So that's perfect.
It is crazy. I mean, with the crypto sphere, there's so many like anonymous profiles and anonymous projects and everything. So yeah, we're definitely happy to be in the category of non-freaks. So,
yeah, yeah. No, that's really I'm stoked on that.
That should be a pack requirement. You go live on feed so we know you're a real person. pack.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I got to ask you, are there plans to make more of these?
Yes. Yeah, this I think we would constitute this as the beginning of the Legends series. We got some more canvases already ready, and we're going to try and spice it up a little bit, maybe do like two people in one canvas, change the composition a little bit. We think that these are going to go down in history, and so we want them to be available. And we've actually been in email contact with Usman a little bit, talking about who we should do next, and we'll see where that goes. We don't know yet. We're not going to drop any names. Because we literally don't know yet.
I have one request from you guys. If you ever go into a Plunge Father NFT, and I know you guys probably already thought of this, but he has to have a plunger in his hand or he's using
it. I like that.
That's one. I love that kind of stuff, but I think what you guys are doing is awesome. Like, I really do. And I'm not going to lie. I had only seen kind of a snapshot of it. So I hadn't really looked into it. I didn't even know you could buy them. That's how I ignored them pretty much until I knew we were going to talk to you guys tonight. And I checked it out before coming on the show. So I think it's really cool, man. I think it's awesome. And for the community, but listen, if someone like me doesn't really know about them, I think there's a lot of room for it to probably grow within the community, because this is crazy. Like, this is really cool. And these are people that, like you guys said, the community looks up to. They really do. These are the pioneers of the community, and people are always looking up to them. So I think the concept is awesome, and I'll definitely look into it as well.
Awesome.
I never thought I'd say this, but Phil, you just brought up a good point, is that via this podcast, I'm literally going to pump my own NFT. People always DM me being like, which NFTs are you investing in right now?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, I do this stuff for fun. Like, it's not, I don't try to flip stuff too much. Like, but now, literally, yes, on the podcast, like, if you guys go to OpenSea, I'll post the link in the description. You must buy my NFT. There's a lot of other nice people here, a lot of other great people, but the one I want to see sold out is the Luke Doucette dunk. Okay, that's the only one I want to see sold out.
LG.
If you got the cash, if you got the liquid, get yourself a nice Pete Overzet, get yourself a nice Usman. Katie, awesome. She's got a between the legs dunk. But Luke Doucette is the one you want to buy.
I got one better for you, LG. If you miss out on the legendary pack on Monday afternoon, use whatever you have left. I know it's not dapper, but use whatever able to use and go invest in some LG Doucette.
Very cool. Gentlemen, where can folks find you? Where can they find you to follow your work and follow this like crazy stuff up to?
My Instagram, where I have all of my personal art, and I'm slowly posting these as well, is @DeanSachi_official. And then my Twitter is Brock League, like BrockLeague, hence all the broccoli, very, very heavy broccoli theme.
Okay.
Yeah. It's healthy, yeah. Man.
I just want people to eat healthy. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Man. I got you. Whatever makes you tick as an artist, whatever makes you tick, man. Like whatever keeps you going as an artist.
I
got
to stand for something, you know.
Yeah, that's it, man. Get broccoli NFTs going. Cool. Yeah. Rex, what about you, man? Where can people find info about the 2K League?
At NBA Top Shooter is my Twitter name, and I've got info on the 2K League pinned to the profile right now. Season one's already filled up, but I'm going to be announcing some details about season two soon, and hopefully just continue growing that just season by season. And really have no idea where that's going to end up leading, but it's really exciting. Excited to see how that ends up going.
And that is going to do it for the show today. If you are still waiting for that pack drop, good luck. Keep an eye out and keep an eye out on Twitter. We're probably going to be running a little Twitter spaces during that pack drop to get everybody's kind of live reaction. Follow us on Twitter at The First Mint. Go visit our website. We've been sending out a little link for a newsletter that we might have coming out this week. So keep an eye out for that. You want to hear more stuff from The First Mint in your inbox, you definitely got to sign up for it. So you can only find that at thefirstmint.com. Again, follow us on Twitter. If you're doing the pack drop, good luck. If it already happened, I hope you got one. If you didn't get one, that's okay. There will be plenty more opportunities. We will see you next time on The First Mint.